What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth do indeed adore him. What a mighty God we serve. He is faithful. He is righteous. He is perfect in all of his ways. And he's a good, good father. We honor the Lord for his goodness toward us today. We thank him for his faithfulness toward man. We thank him that he keeps on doing great things for us, whereof we are glad. We are so grateful today that he is a God who doesn't fail, who cannot change, who does not change. We are faithful. We are grateful today that he is a man of his word. I believe the songwriter calls him waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper. That's the part I want to key in on. He is a promise keeper. He's a covenant-keeping God. He is faithful to his promise. He does what he said, and guess what he doesn't do? That's right. He doesn't tell any lies. We honor him today for his mercy and his goodness toward us, his faithfulness toward us. We thank him for never giving up on us. We thank him for perfecting those things that concern us. And we're thankful that he does what he says every time we wake up. Pastor Butler, I would love for you to get us stirred in thanksgiving this morning, because we ought to enter his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. I would be grateful. I would be grateful if you would get us started in thanksgiving and then right behind you. Sister Purdy today, if she's available, could get us again stirred up in some praise in his gates with thanksgiving, into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his holy name. And then after you all get done, Pastor Butler, if you can, go to about 10 minutes of thank you and blessing him and glorifying him. And then Sister Purdy, Pastor Butler, take 10 minutes. Sister Purdy, you'll take 5 minutes. And in those 5 minutes, Sister Purdy, I want you to pray for leaders everywhere. Pray for pastors and leaders and those in authority for about 5 minutes, and then we will take it from there. It is in you all hand, and when you all get done, I will give the prayer points that I believe the Spirit of God will help us to take. More grace.
More grace, Pastor. Grace be unto you and peace be multiplied, sir. Thank God for you this morning. He strengthened thou. According to the Spirit of grace. Grace be unto you, family. Let's go before his majesty and let's thank him for the great thing that he has done. The Bible has decreed and declared at Psalms 34. He says these words, Psalms 34, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. So we are getting ready to bless him, and we're going to praise him. However, before we ask him anything, before we solicit, before we make a supplication or any type of request, we are going to acknowledge the great things he's already done. Hallelujah. Because when you celebrate him, he swells up. He inhabits the praise of his people. Father, come on, let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you right now for being in the land of the living. We thank you for laying us down to sleep, but we awaken because you sustained us. Some men trust in chariots, and some men trust in horses. But God, we have learned to depend upon the name of the Lord thy God. Father, you said they're brought down and fallen, but we are risen and stand. Hallelujah. Say, Lord, that the King hears when we call. We exalt you, Lord. We sit back and glorify you because you are a great King. Hallelujah. And you're great in all the earth. The heavens declare the glory of God. Hallelujah. The firmament, hallelujah, showeth your handiwork. Day unto day, they utter speech. Night unto night, it showeth knowledge. God, we exalt you because you are Lord Supreme. You are the only potentate, the only wise God who only has immortality that dwelleth in a light that no man can approach into. Oh, God, we bless you this morning, and we do with the fruit of our mouth. We open our mouth this morning and say thank you. Thank you, Lord God, for being in the land of the living, for the dead does not praise you, neither does any that go down in the silence. You said it's a good thing to bless the Lord and to give thanks unto the God Most High. Therefore, God, hallelujah, let the people praise you, oh God. Let all the people praise you. Cause us to do it, Lord. Hallelujah, from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. We make declaration. We make, Lord, a decree today that our God reigns, that you are exalted, that you are lifted up. And because of that, we esteem you high. We extol the old matchless wonder. We magnify you, thou King of glory and Prince of life. We give you the glory and the praise right now. Hallelujah, because we understand this fight. Hallelujah, our protection, our ADD. Hallelujah. Home, Lord Jesus Christ, hallelujah, invasion, Lord, protection, and all of the other things that we have, Lord Jesus, set up to keep enemies out and burglars out. Hallelujah. But we understand that except you build the house, we labor in vain that build it. Except you watched over the city, hey, we holler, my soul, Kennedy, because Satan. God, you said the watchman wicked. Hallelujah, but in vain. God, we thank you. We thank you right now for covering us. We thank you, Father, when we laid down to sleep, yet we awakened because you sustained us. We thank you for a mind this morning to come boldly before the throne of grace to obtain the mercy we need and find grace to help us in the time of need. Oh, King of glory, Prince of life, oh, God, my soul, hiya, my soul shall make her boast in you. Hallelujah, the humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Father, I boast in your mighty work. I boast in your handiwork. I thank you for the more that you've given us. Thank you that you caused us to increase yet more and more. Thank you, Lord God, for blessing us when people didn't think we should be blessed. Thank you for blessing us when we didn't know you would bless us. Thank you that we are the apple of your eye. Thank you that we're your people and the sheep of your pasture. Thank you that it's you who have made us, oh glory, and not we ourselves. Hand but a seat. Thank you, Lord. God, not only do you save us, but you're able to maintain, hallelujah, what you obtain. So we glorify you that we are kept not by our power and our might, but we're kept by the power of God. And we give you glory for it right now. Thank you, Lord God, for this prayer call. Thank you for our set man that you've set on us and set over us. But Pastor Brian T. Kern Jr., hallelujah, the prophet that you put in this nation for such a time as this. Thank you, Lord, for him provoking us, stirring us, motivating us to get in your face and seek you early while you may be found and call upon your name while you're yet near. God, we thank you, God, for using him, hallelujah, as a springboard to thrust us into the pool of hope. Thank you for using him as a bow, hallelujah, to pull back and shoot us forth as arrows, hallelujah, to hit our destiny target. Monday they go straight in the name of Jesus. We do magnify you. Hallelujah, bless God. We do glorify you. We do exalt you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for the great things you've done. Thank you for allowing us to taste and see that you're good and your mercy endure forever. Oh, God, mighty King, Prince of life, matchless wonder. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Not only are you the Lamb of God, we boast that you are the Lion of the tribe of Judah. We thank you that you are our meat of hunger, our bread of thirst. You are water of life. Glory to God. You're everything we need. And this morning, we want to let you know, Lord, we appreciate you. We celebrate you. We give you glory, honor, and praise. For praise is coming for the upright and unto God. God. Come on, y'all. Come on. Hallelujah. Unto God. Come on, y'all. Come on. Unto God shall the vow be performed right there for the next 15 seconds. Open up your mouth and let the high priest mando to hallelujah. Let the high places of God be in your mouth as a two-edged sword. Father, the day we stop the enemy's advance, hallelujah, bless God with a praise. We bind the adversary, hallelujah, glory to God with praise. We steal the avenger with praise. And we thank you, Lord, that you're dwelling here now because you inhabit the praises of your people. So therefore, God, hallelujah, we shout higher with the voice of triumph. And we say, hallelujah, because you are force, nothing, no one, hallelujah, and anything can be against us. Thank you that the greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. Thank you that, God, because you're for us, we don't fret about any weapon formed against us. Come on, for the next 15 seconds, hallelujah, KCC everywhere, Houston, Charlotte, hallelujah, Jacksonville, CCIF partners, those connected by web or online, open your mouth, praise him for the next 15 seconds. Come on, round it in, kondos ketapa, litinene ansine de beka, katore bikaya, shanda baba sike, rechete de bashtete de makosta, mautara, in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Come on, Sister Purdy.
Amen. More grace. I do give honor to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ on this morning. I give honor to our phenomenal leader, a man that's after God's own heart. We just thank God and we give God glory for Pastor Khan in this self-same hour in these last and evil days. And thank you, Pastor. And I hear the psalmist saying, I found the answer. I learned to pray with faith to guide me. I found the way. The sun is shining on me today. I found the answer and I learned to pray. I'll be coming from Isaiah 40 and 31. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. So I come to pray for renewed strength for all the leaders throughout the land. And the Greek word for renew is anakinosis, and that means to move from one stage to a higher stage, to invigorate, renewal, renovation, more developed. So, most precious Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just come boldly before your throne of grace right now to obtain mercy and to find grace to help in time of need. Father, I come to lift up the leaders to you right now in the name of Jesus. I come to lift up those that are in authority, Lord. I come to lift up those that are in continents and regions and communities, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, I come to lift up the leaders that's in the churches, Lord, those that are called by your name, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Father, I come to lift up leaders in arts and entertainments, in businesses, in families, in the judicial system, in the government, in the political system, in the education department. I come to lift up teachers and professors to you, God. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, whether they are operating in the natural in your name or whether they are operating in the spirit in your name, Father God, I come to lift them up right now in the mighty name of Jesus. And we call forth the elements of renewed strength to renovate these leaders throughout the land. In the mighty name of Jesus, we call forth divine angelic activity to accommodate leadership in the passageway that houses renewed strength. And we stand before you, renewed strength, right now in the name of Jesus. And we here at Kingdom City Church, or we here at CCIF, the City Church International Fellowship, and we here at BCM, in the mighty name of Jesus, we come to stand, Lord, oh Father, to repair the breaches, God, to stand in in the gap, God, to represent strength, God, and that this strength would go out, God, hey, God, throughout the earth, Father God, as it is in heaven. And we ask you strength, oh, renewed strength, that you rest upon these leaders, that you formate a shield and buckler around them, oh, in the mighty name of Jesus, that you do a makeover, Lord, in their souls, in their hearts, in their minds, for divine strength, for blood of Jesus strength, for strength from the secret of your pavilion, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We call forth the strength of eternity to rain down upon these leaders. Oh, God, that they will be able to operate from the next dimension of your glory and faith for what is and what is to come in the name of Jesus. We ask for the counsels of the blood of Jesus to rain down upon leaders throughout the land for this strength to come forth. Oh, God, near and abroad, in the name of Jesus, we call for renewed strength right now, strength to repair the leaders, oh God, strength where they have been ripped, where we have been torn and snatched and breached, Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, we thank you, God, for quickening, God, us as leaders, God, to the next dimension of strength, to the next degree of strength, oh God, for all that defines, God, how we are to tread in earth as it is in heaven, oh, now our dear Lord, let us mount up on the wings of an eagle. Let us run and not be weary. Let us walk and not faint. Let us run in the way of the truth and the life. Oh, God, in Jesus' name and all of its contents, Father. Oh, God, let us not faint, God. Oh, God, from all opposing forces, Father, in Jesus' name. And let us not be weary in well-doing even the more. Oh, God, our strength and our redeemer. Oh, Father God, we love thee, oh, Lord. We thank you for being the strength of the leaders, God. We thank you, God, that you're the rock, God. Oh, God of leadership. Hey, God, in Jesus' name. Oh, God, we thank you that you are our fortress and our deliverer, God. Oh, God, you are our strength in whom we trust, God. You are our buckler and the horn of our salvation. Oh, Father God, you are our high tower, God. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you for giving us the heart to seek you, Lord, to seek your strength, God, to seek your face continually, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, in Jesus' name, according to Habakkuk 3:19, God, you said, Lord God, you are our strength, and you will make our feet like hinds' feet, God, and you will make us to walk upon our high places. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, oh, God, strengthen us, God, according to your will. Strengthen us, God, from the finished work of the cross. Oh, God, let us not be choked with thorns in this hour, God. Let us, God, that we don't be the ones that be matured, God, or unfruitful, God, but bless us to be fruitful in strength, God, and multiply in strength, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, don't let us be snatched away, God, to that which was sown in our heart, God, causing us to fall by the wayside, God. We counsel that assignment right now, and we render it null and void in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, let us not be the ones that be among the stony places, God. Oh, God, that causes offense, God, when we have no root, Lord, but let strength arise. Let renewed strength arise and carry us, God. Oh, God, by your spirit, Lord. Oh, God, that when we get strengthened, God, and as we get strengthened, God, that we can go back and strengthen our brethren, God, as leaders, God, throughout the land, God. Oh, Father, but let us bow to fruit of strength, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Not 30-fold, not 60-fold, but 100-fold, God. And God, we give you glory. And God, we give you praise, because we can do all things to you, God, who strengthen us. In the name of Jesus. Amen.
Mele basolo kutala mandalazia. Isaiah 65 and 8 will be our first prayer point. Isaiah 65 and 8. I want you to listen to me, because as we know, the enemy always does everything he can at the beginning of a year and at the end of the year. It seems as if the enemy attacks by way of death, January, February, March, and then October, November, and December seems to be a time where the enemy comes after the people of God, comes after people everywhere. So we're going to pray, especially as you get into the latter part of the month of March. But we're going to pray. Isaiah chapter 65, verse 8. Look at what it says. Thus saith the Lord, as the new wine is found in the cluster, and one saith, destroy it not, for a blessing is in it. so will I do for my servant's sake, that I may not destroy them at all. Did you see that? He said there's a destroyer going around. There's a destroyer that's going around. Verse 19, and I will rejoice in Jerusalem, join my people, and the voice of weeping shall be no more heard in her, nor the voice of crying. Excuse my voice, I'll be back strong this evening. There shall be no more thence an infant of days. Verse 20, there shall be no more thence an infant of days. What does that mean? No premature death. There will be no premature death, nor an old man that have not filled his days. Amen. For the child shall die 100 years old. Glory to God. But the sinner, being 100 years old, shall be accursed. And they shall build houses and inhabit them, and they shall plant vineyards and eat the fruit of them. They shall not build and another inhabit. All right? That's the destroyer and that's the waster that wants you to make labor and not enjoy it. You are not going to build and somebody else inhabit. You are not going to plant, excuse me, and somebody else eat it. For as the day, got the hiccups, y'all. Hold on 1 minute. For as the days, Bashe, Bebele, Bomba, Lebrondo, Locuda, La Massa, Zibe de Vacation, Zibe de Vekebo, Kobosha, Ooh, Shatala Bandala Kida. Devil, you a liar. Kalabo Sotolelema, Meleme Kondala Kudala Bamsi, Skibo Koseba, Levandala Kitala Baya, Brokodono Bokuda. Excuse me 1 minute. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Look at what it says. They shall not build and somebody else inhabit. They shall not plant and somebody else eat. For as the days of a tree are the days of my people, and mine elect shall enjoy the work of their hand. We are coming against the destroyer. On the account of verse 8, there is a blessing upon us. God said the reason it can't be destroyed is because there's a blessing on us. Raise your right hand and say in the name of Jesus, by the blessing, preserve me, preserve me, preserve me, preserve me. Lift your voice and begin to pray. Father, I thank you that the blessing of the Lord will make us rich and add up no sorrow is upon my life. And by that blessing, I declare that I will be preserved. Preserve me from destruction. I stand on the account of Isaiah 65 and declare, destroy me not, because there is a blessing upon me. Destroy not my family. Destroy not my children. Destroy not my husband, my wife, my daughter. I speak to the destroyer. I speak to the waster and declare that the waster and the destroyer is dismantled over our life. It is dismantled over the life of our children. Our children will not work and not see the fruit of their labor. I will not work and not see the fruit of my labor. I will not build and someone else gets to live off of what I build. The devil is a liar. I come against premature death. I cancel premature death. All demonic programming that desires to take anyone connected to me, connected to my life, connected to my house, connected to my family, take them out of here before time. I stand on the account of Isaiah 65 and declare that there shall be no more infant of days. But I declare in Jesus' name that my children shall live to be 100 years old, that my mother and father shall live to be over 100 years old. I cancel death. I rebuke death. I cancel infirmity. I cancel disease. I cancel strokes. I cancel heart attacks. I cancel cancer. I stand on the finished work of Calvary and declare long life. I stand on Psalm 91, which declares with long life, will I satisfy thee and show you my salvation. Premature death,
the Lord rebuke you. I declare there will be no premature death in my house, in my family, in my church, in KCC Charlotte, in KCC Houston, and KCC Jacksonville. Premature death, the Lord rebuke you. I declare in the name of Jesus, long life. I stand on the account of John 10. You said you came that we should have life and have it more abundantly. Lift your voice. Call the names of your children and rebuke death. Call the name of your mother and father and rebuke death. Call the names of your sisters and brothers and rebuke premature death. We cancel premature death. We disrupt premature death. We arrest premature death. Death, the Lord rebuke you. Destroy us not because of the blessing. Destroy us not. By the blessing, preserve us. By the blessing, preserve KCC. By the blessing, preserve my business. By the blessing, preserve my future. By the blessing, preserve my legacy. By the blessing, preserve my finances. I stand on your word. Hey, hey, hey. Shata, lebaba, lebandele kutaya, lakalili mikliste, lebandilimo, lumandilia, lalaba shatolomo, rukumandele kesa, zikalimi, zikalimi, zikalimi ankalados, robo saluma, lemendele kita, ladiliando, oba shaka, oba sheke, lebama mama masha, lebandele bekita labaza. Le bashata, le mandolo bozo. Death, the Lord rebuke you. Ke masiki ankalamaya, irabosha, irabasha, yende rebazi, lima mama mandaya, lika dolobosha. Hey, I decree it. Hey, I declare it. Hey, I decree it. Hey, I declare it. Obasa, le mandele kuta, le mama mama sha. In the name of Jesus. Kobasite, Eba Shandi di Alamandolobo Sutolelemea. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let's believe God and declare Alabasakolamanda. According to Obadiah, pray this last prayer. Obadiah, chapter 1. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Obadiah. Chapter 1, verse 17. But upon Mount Zion shall be deliverance, and there shall be holiness, and the house of Jacob shall possess their possessions. The house of Jacob shall possess their possessions. We are decreeing that every curse is being turned into a blessing. That every curse is being turned into a blessing. Raise your right hand. Someone asked me, why do we raise our right hand when we pray? Because the right hand is the hand of authority. That's why we raise our right hand. We raise our right hand because that's the hand of authority. Jesus is seated not at the left hand, but at the right hand of the Father. So let's pray our prayer. Raise your right hand and say in the name of Jesus, anything working against me, anything spoken over my life for the bad, I declare by divine authority, by the blood of the covenant, I declare that it turns into a blessing. Turn it. I felt that. Turn it. Mashaba, irobo, koshemende, ilololobo, shada, handele be sekama. Turn it. Irobasha. Raise your right hand and declare, turn. Alabasia, I feel it. Lift your voice and begin to pray right now. Okoboshita, ilelebebe shetelima. Halamandelele balamasa. On the account of the word, on the account of your promise, Father, in the name of Jesus, your word declares in Romans 8:28 that all things work together for the good because I love you and I am the cause according to your purpose. I stand on that promise. I put on that promise and declare that every curse spoken against my life, spoken against my family, spoken against my children, spoken against my finances, spoken against my future, I decree by divine authority and declare and command it to turn in my favor. I turn it. I turn it. I turn it. I turn it for the good. I declare that every negative word spoken over my life is turning for my good. I thank you that every wrong prayer, every negative pronouncement, every ungodly conversation is turning for my good. I declare a turnaround. I declare a turnaround. I declare a turnaround. I declare a turnaround. I decree a turn. I thank you that every curse, every hex, every vex, every enchantment, every incantation is turning into an everlasting blessing over my family, over my children, over my finances. Father, I thank you. Hey, hey, lift your voice and pray. Malaba, zikele me, lemandili kitaya, lakadush, libankala di basaya, halamaya. We decree it. We declare it. We ever shall. We establish it in the heavens. We command it to be manifested here on the earth. That whatever has been spoken in the night time against our life, whatever has been decreed in the night time against our life, against our name, against our ministry, against our business, against our house, our family, KCC, at home and abroad, foreign and domestic, we decree in the name of Jesus, that divine authority, that it is turning. We command it to turn into a blessing, turn into a testimony, turn into a breakthrough, turn into a story of your glory. We decree it, that it turns today. Hey, hey, I feel the anointing. Help me, Asha. Handele bekotaya, halabosia, imankaladis. Ribi sekuna, lemanda la hataya, brakalabo, ulolobo shate. Hey, hey, come on, command it to turn, command it to turn, command it to turn, command every negative report to turn for your good, command every ungodly chant to turn for your good, command every curse from your mother's house, your father's house, your ancestors to turn into an everlasting blessing. We declare it by the mercies of God, by the favor of God, by the grace of God. I declare that it turns in the name of Jesus. Let's find ourselves in prayer this week. We have the underground prayer movement in Atlanta, Georgia. Yes, I said we got the underground prayer movement in Atlanta, Georgia this weekend. I want you to find yourself in prayer. Find yourself in intercession. KCC, let's find ourselves in prayer at each location. And let's believe God and decree that God will release a clarion call in the spirit and cause people to come from near and far for prayer. Find yourself at the sanctuary praying this week. Let's give ourselves to prayer. Let's give ourselves to intercession. You that are in your homes, we're praying again at 6 o'clock. Hey! Tell your mama, your daddy, your sister, your brother, hallelujah, to get in on this prayer line. Get in while they can. I believe we had a couple of slots left open today. Hallelujah. So let's get on this prayer line and let's pray. And let's believe God for the miraculous. Want to share with you some things and believe God for miracles, breakthrough, turnaround. That's what you are praying today. That whatever was spoken against you is turned in your favor. Whatever has been decreed, whatever is happening right now, bad, it is turning in your favor. You are dismantling the destroyer. You are coming against the waster. You will not work and not see the fruit of your labor. You will not be destroyed by the blessing. We declare that because the blessing is on your life, you will be preserved. Premature death will not be your portion. Premature death, hey, 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 will not be the portion of your family, the portion of your children. We declare that by the power of the blood. Lazi, lezelemo, lulaliki talat, lekadosh, robo salumande likira, yankala dibaso. And let me tell you all something. I feel led to say this. There are people in your family who things should have happened to, that because you're in that family and you are praying prayers,
that stuff has been preserved. I know that. I'm telling you that in my family. Things have not happened. I was just telling someone the other day, I am grateful to the Lord that I've not experienced any tragedy in my life. Amen. I have my mother, my father, my sister, glory to God, my grandparents, all of my grandparents who have transitioned, died at an old age. I've not had no sudden destructions and accidents, and I don't have to knock on wood either. Hey, Shatiaba. I said, I don't have to knock on wood, for it shall be as I have declared. And I'm grateful. Now take authority and believe and know that this is going to be a good day for you. Amen. The favor of God is turning everything in your favor. I'll see you at 6 o'clock this evening as we get ready for intercession and prayer this evening at 6 o'clock. Brothers, and Charlotte have the men's meeting at 8 o'clock today. 8 o'clock. What they say, be there or be square. 8 o'clock this evening, we have the men's meeting in Charlotte. All right? Don't miss it. I believe God wants to speak to us. You are blessed. More grace.